From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The UN Security Council Monday backed a call by the UN's top aid official for a humanitarian truce in Aleppo after four hospitals were bombed and civilians were killed by airstrikes in the Syrian city. Warning that food will soon run out in Aleppo, the UN aid chief, Stephen O'Brien, called for a 48-hour weekly humanitarian truces to prevent a siege from taking hold. The international community simply cannot let eastern Aleppo City become yet another and by far the largest besieged area, according to O'Brien speaking to the council. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention Monday, ready to announce former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the party's 2016 presidential nominee. However, a controversy over leaked emails that show how Democratic Party leaders sought to ease her path to the nomination by mocking her challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the Democratic National Committee, was pushed out of the post Sunday in the aftermath of the WikiLeaks disclosure of nearly 20,000 emails. Robbie Mook is Hillary Clinton's campaign manager.
What further experts are saying is that then, because they possessed those emails, that Russian state actors were feeding the emails to hackers for the purpose of helping Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Monday it's investigating what it described as a cyber intrusion at the Democratic headquarters that resulted in the WikiLeaks disclosures. They said they will hold accountable those who pose a threat. You can read more details on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News.